Shana Tova, everyone. When Shira and I moved to Marlboro in 1984, we did not lack for chutzpah. We came here with no children, with no furniture, with two cats, and we bought a 5-bedroom house with the chutzpahdik idea that we would one day fill it. Wow, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. And to take the chutzpah a little further, I became the rabbi of Temple Road of Torah in what my contract says was a 2/3 time position, which the search committee and I agreed meant that I would work full time and get 2/3 pay. And that was 1984. 1 year later, on Rosh Hashanah, I stood up and I introduced you to the newest member of my family. By the way, I need you to know, I have Noach's permission to use this. Okay? Our son Noach Lev was born. And on that Rosh Hashanah, I stood here and I told you, well, I had a dream for my son. My dream, which was incredibly chutzpahdik, was that he would grow up and know that his home was in the Temple Road Ef Torah community. Now, let me tell you how chutzpahdik that was. I was in the second year of a 2-year contract. I mean, I didn't even know where my job would be the following July, let alone having the chutzpah to think that my son, my baby son, would grow up in this congregation. My dream came true. All of my dream came true. Because not only did Noah come into our family, oh, you can't sit here, this is not good. But he was joined by Ari and Eitan. And more than a decade ago, Ronnie Jane joined our family. And we picked up Jersey along the way, too. He's the hairy kid in the front row. And my dream for Temple Road of Torah came true also. Because we're here. We're here a generation later. This summer, I went back and I reread that sermon. It's called The Dream for My Son. And something struck me about that dream. In 1985, we didn't have a building. We didn't have a thought of a building. The piece of property we thought we were going to build our building on fell through. We were meeting in Asher homes. We were meeting in people's homes. We were meeting in restaurants and catering halls and God knows where. And yet my dream didn't mention a building. I actually had a bedroom in my home where I put up a metal sign that said Rabbi Donald A. Weber, and that was my office. It was one of those empty bedrooms before we stuck another kid in there. But the sermon really didn't talk about a building. In fact, the only sentence in the whole sermon that spoke about a building was I said that one day I hoped that my son's confirmation picture would hang on the walls of our building just as my confirmation picture hangs on the walls of Temple Sinai and Roslyn, Long Island. It does. Noah's picture is there. 2 years later, Ari's picture is there. And 2 years later, Eitan's picture is there. And as I thought about this dream, I realized something. That my dream had not only come true for me and my family, but my dream had come true for this whole community. When I walk through the halls of TRT, or even when I stand in the lobby here on a day like this, and I look at everyone, I realize that hundreds upon hundreds of Jewish children have come into TRT, have learned what it means to be a Jew, and have found a place that they were comfortable, a place they could call home. And hundreds of adults have come into our building, have come into our places, and have learned more about themselves and more about their tradition and have found a path, a sacred way to God, to Judaism. I love it when dreams come true. I absolutely love it. And to stand here today is truly, in words that are difficult for me even to explain, a dream come true. So we have a new member of our family. I don't have her permission to use this picture, but one day. Tati, that's your picture right there. Right? That's you. And pardon me this moment, but my family is sitting right here. From Noach, who is now daddy, and Rani, who's mommy, and Tati, my granddaughter, our granddaughter. And if you don't know the word Saba, it's become my favorite word in all of Hebrew. It's Hebrew for grandpa, and I love it. Tati is a resident of Astoria, Queens. Amazingly enough, she lives only a couple of blocks from my parents' first apartment when they got married. And Tati is going to grow up in a very, very different world than her parents grew up in. And a very different Jewish world than her grandparents grew up in. And so today I want to share with you my dream for Tati. Because in some ways, it mirrors the dream I had for my son 34 years ago. And in some ways, it's completely different. Because today, among young adults in this country, the fastest growing religious affiliation is called SBNR, spiritual but not religious. And when I've spoken with people who identify as SBNR, what I see is that they have a vague sense of feeling loved by God and they can go out and commune with nature, but they feel no sense whatsoever of obligation to an institution, to a place. Obligations, commitments, mitzvot are actually not even on most of their radar. Now, I understand why. Many of them feel that the institutions that they grew up in didn't speak to them. They felt there were places that were focused way too much on the building and not nearly enough on what went on inside. There are places that spoke all the right words, but somehow it never got translated into action. And that turned them off to them. Others of today's young adults went into those institutions and tried to be heard. And they were ignored or brushed off or, you know, you'll understand when you're older or we'll listen to you when you donate a lot of money. And so many of them have said, no, I don't want to be part of that. But I will tell you that if that trend continues, there is not a future for Reform Judaism. Now, there will be an Orthodox Judaism for a number of reasons having to do with obligation and family commitment and the lack of choice that many have where there are simply things you do whether you feel like doing it or not. But if we want there to be a Reform Judaism for Tati's generation, we need a new dream. We're going to need to make it happen. How do you start? Well, we need to start with what we need. For the young adults here, the ones who have the rugrats crawling around, hi, hi. For the ones who are expecting children, for the ones who are hoping for children, we need something from you. We need you to look around and find a Jewish institution that reflects your values and join it. Not call up and say, when's the last minute I can join to get a bar mitzvah? You need to search. You need to find out who reflects your values. And when you find that place, you need to join it. And if you've got money, you give the money. If you don't have the money, you tell them, I don't have money, but I want to be part of this because I need it for my children and I need it for me. That's your job. For the rest of us, people who don't have children, for people whose children are grown, you and I have to do something similar. We have to look around and find the institution that reflects our values, hopefully Reformed Jewish values. And we need to join it and stay part of it and support it, not because of what we're going to get out of it, but because of what we're going to give to it. Because if we don't, there won't be anything for Tati and her parents to go to choose between. So I want to tell you my dream. Hi, Tati. Here, come here. Hi. It's still Saba. I know I'm wearing the funny thing, but okay. You want to come here? Oh, what are we going to do? Pardon me just a moment. Hi. Hi. I'm going to talk, okay? Hi, sweetheart. Totally lost my train of thought. Wow, that's amazing. Here's my dream. I know, my dream is for you, love. My dream is that one day, Tati will grow up, and she'll want to pray in a Jewish community. And when she does, she will go to a community. She will find a community where she is welcomed and invited to pray and not told that she needs to sit behind a curtain because she's a woman. Right? My dream for Tati is that one day she's going to want to study the traditions of our people. You want to go to Savta? Go on around to Savta. You have to go that way. You can't go over. Okay? Is that one day she's going to want to study and learn the traditions of our people and learn our heritage and learn our values, and she's going to be able to find a place where they won't say, oh, young lady, Torah's for men. You should go home and make babies. My dream for Tati is that one day she grows up and falls in love with someone. If the person she falls in love with is a woman, that she will bring her partner to this holy place, and they will be embraced and welcomed and not told that there's something wrong with you, but indeed there's something so totally right with you that we can't wait to have you here. My dream for Tati is that she's going to want to make the world a better place, not just for Jews, but for everyone. And that when she does, there will be a place for her where they will offer her 100 different ways to repair the world. And they'll say, which one works for you? We have a smorgasbord of things you can do to make the world better. And we're so glad you're here because we need your arms and your heart to do this work. And my prayer for her is that when she knows sorrow and grief, because no one can avoid that in the world, that there will be a loving, Reformed Jewish community that will welcome her, that will embrace her, that will console her with traditional words of comfort, and that will not tell her that she needs some man to come and say Kaddish for her because she has no right. God doesn't want to hear her praise. It's my dream. It's my dream for Tati. It's my dream for Tati and all these other kids running around here and everyone in her generation is that when they grow up, they will find powerful, committed, Reformed Jewish congregations that will speak to them, that will engage them, that will welcome them, that will inspire them. And for that to happen then, we've got to work now. Those of us who are older, we have to lay the foundation for them. If you think you're done with the Jewish community, please let me disabuse you of that. You're not. We can't do this without you. There's no such thing as Reform Judaism. It's just Reform Jews. And if there aren't Reform Jews, there's no Reform Judaism. And if we want there to be a Reform Judaism for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren, then we have to lay the foundations. But folks, you and I have to do something else too. We have to lay the foundation, but we can't build the building. Who's going to build the building? Noach and Rani and Ari and Eitan And all of their generation are the ones that are going to need to build this building, because their building is going to look different than our building. And I don't mean the physical structure. I mean, Reform Judaism will look different in their generation than it does in ours. And how do I know it? Because when my parents joined Temple Sinai of Roslyn, Long Island, do you have any idea how strange that looked to my grandparents? They went there and like, was ist das? I mean, really, Taka, like, what? And yet, I have to believe, I do believe, that if my grandparents, may they rest in peace, were to see their family here today, that they would say, well, it's certainly different from what we knew, but it's really good. So, we, the more senior generation, need to lay the foundation, and then we need to be quiet. We need to listen more than we talk. We need to embrace strange ideas, at least consider them, because yes, they may be strange, but who knows what the future is going to look like? If we're not willing to consider them, we will be left behind. And those of you who are having children now, we really need something from you too, and that is, don't give up. Institutions don't change easily. They really don't. They don't like change. I spoke last night about how change is inevitable, but people aren't really thrilled about it. You need to push. You need to go there and say, no, if you want me, if you want us, if you want our generation, then we need a seat at the table. We need you to listen to us. And when they say no, or they say nice things and ignore you, you try again. And if they say no again, then you leave. And you go somewhere else and you find the place that's going to listen to you. I don't know what the future is going to look like. I really don't know what Reform Judaism is going to look like. But I have faith that it's going to be here, because there are enough people I know who are committed to its values and its ideals that we can make this happen. I always thought that the greatest thing about being a rabbi was welcoming new babies into the world. I was wrong. That's the second greatest thing about being a rabbi. The greatest thing about being a rabbi is welcoming babies into the world whose parents I welcomed into the world. And I have been blessed to welcome the children of our children into the world over and over again. It's fantastic as a rabbi, and by the way, it's pretty cool as a saba too. And with each child that I welcome into the world, with every single one, as I look into their eyes and I wonder what the future is going to hold and what they will see in the years that lie ahead, comes my prayer, my hope, and my dream. My dream that they will find Reform Judaism alive and flourishing and helping them to grow as they help Reform Judaism to change and grow. Is it possible? Sure. Is it definite? Absolutely not. 34 years ago, I stood with complete and utter chutzpah and told you I had a dream that I would raise our family in this holy congregation, and that one day I might see my children's children here. Ladies and gentlemen, dreams come true. So the dream I just laid out for Tati is at least as wild as the one that I gave 34 years ago. But I'll tell you how I ended that first sermon, that first dream. It wasn't my words. It was the words of Theodore Herzl, who said, Im tirtzu ein zo agada. If you will it, if you wish it, if you want it enough, if you work at it, it isn't just a dream. Shana Tova.
This podcast is copyright 2024 Rabbi Don Weber. All rights reserved. You may copy and distribute any episode freely as long as it is preserved in its entirety. For additional permissions, please contact me. Thank you.